This is the Sprite Weather Diary for Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025.
Evening. Recording this just before bed. It's been a long day, quite frankly. And not that cold. So I went on a walk regarding... Here's winter, it's not been freezing, so I decided to go on a walk to a cinema I've been wanting to go to for a while, and it's not that far away from home. Also, I feel like I kind of needed to really pay attention to something quite demanding after a long day of work, and not just work, but a long day of miscommunication with people. And I decided to go and watch El Esquema Fenicio. I can't remember the official translation to English right now. I think it's Wes Anderson's latest movie, or at least it's just been released now in Chile. Quite... what I needed, to be honest, just like something really distracting and really like that needed my attention so that I could take my attention off other things. And the walk was really nice. I listened to my Safe City playlist on my way there and then voice noted my boyfriend on my way back. So... that was nice. Just to say, the voice note took the whole took me the whole way back, and it was about 20 minutes. So, yeah, this is too short for me today. I'm joking. Apart from that, I think the reason, or part of the reason that got me frustrating is got me frustrated. Is that I'm kind of struggling socially and culturally. There's a big cultural shock, Spain to Chile, and that's got me a bit like clunk. But apart from that, it was a very nice and sunny day. We reached, I think, like, yeah, it was 20 degrees and like a big sunshine. And it's not been that sunny for days, and it's not going to be that sunny in days to come. So I just felt like I really needed, I'm staying late for work tomorrow, so I could technically leave early today and go on a like big bike ride or something. But I was too exhausted by the end, and that kind of got me frustrated, like not being able to do something that in the morning I was really looking forward to do, just by exhaustion and also not having been able to do some deadlines on time, and then had to come back home and do those more like personal deadlines, not work related, or yes, work related, but not my pay the bills related. If you know what I mean, artist sort of business. And yeah, those are today's basically frustrations. But I think it's even more annoying when I don't have a good day and the weather's like thrilling. That just pisses me off and sends me away. You know, because... especially if the days before have been like gloomy and rainy, and yeah, it's like not in coherence with, do you get me? I don't know. Let me know if I'm speaking bollocks. Bye.
Hello. So today is Tuesday, 29th, and it was, well, it's funny because I've just stepped out in the evening after dinner to record this, and actually it's really different, the feeling outside now. In the morning it was warm. It was warm, hot. It really felt like a warm day, even though if you looked at the sky, it was a very flat, like unified grey. But the air felt really thick and still. Everything was really still. Trees weren't really moving around our house or on our road or anywhere, really, when we were walking around. The air felt really thick. I felt very hot. I think I genuinely, honestly, think I might, like, run a little bit hotter ever since giving birth. I don't know if that's, like, actually a thing, but that's how I feel anyway. And now thinking about that, I think that sounds like a bit of a, like, climate change denial thing. I don't know. Yeah, generally, over the last year, I do think maybe something's changed postpartum and I get hot. So, yeah, today was... felt a little bit sticky, even though if you looked around, I wouldn't have associated that type of what I could see with then feeling that way. But stepping up now, it's actually very cool. And looking, it says 20 degrees, and it actually was 20 degrees when we stepped out this morning. But I guess the biggest giveaway is that the trees have got a really nice, they're like rustling away. So yeah, it's the breeze really makes such a difference. So today it's just, I think the light of today is the most interesting thing. It's very, very kind of flat grey throughout the whole day. I think there was supposed to be some rain in our part of London, but I didn't notice any or see it when we were out. We went on a walk today, Uma and I. Her sleep is, she's learning how to, yeah, stand and walk and all this stuff, so her sleep is like all over the place, so I'm trying to help her kind of get back on track by like taking her in the stroller at certain times in the day, because I know that will, she loves a nap in the stroller. So we went and did a big lap of the main shops where we live, because we to get food because we were away for the weekend, and get duct tape because we are moving house. We're moving to a flat that we've been thinking about for months, if not years. And we finally found like a bigger flat with a garden and, you know, kind of unbelievable renting. And yeah, so we are packing, which we've got like a month, I think, but like on baby time, you kind of need every second you can get. Went and bought some duct tape, and now spent the afternoon trying to pack things in bubble wrap, which luckily Uma finds very entertaining. We had all kind of most of the windows open for that as well, because as you know, if you've listened to this before, our flat is a bit of a greenhouse, so just trying to keep that cool air coming through. Interesting day. Grey was very sticky, now less sticky.
It is currently 5:53 p.m. on Tuesday the 29th of July 2025. And what a miserably overcast day it is today in Jersey. Especially because it's been such a glorious summer generally. It's interesting just how much it can influence yours and the people around you, like their mood. Everyone just seems a little bit more kind of drab and slower, a bit more lethargic, which is quite surprising really, but hopefully things will pick up soon, especially compared to Croatia, where it was about 35 degrees every day, blue skies, and because it's all along the coastline as well, just so wonderfully refreshing and cool. So I was there last week for a handful of days catching up with my friend Tom, which was really wonderful. And then since I've been back here, it's just been kind of humid and drab, which has affected my sleeping quite a bit. So I thought I'd be a bit more rested, but be the case, unfortunately, but hopefully things will be all right. So currently I'm just down the pub catching up with some friends that I haven't seen since I've been back, which has been quite nice. But I'm generally trying to take it easy where possible because I am away again come Friday for Brighton Pride to go and watch Mariah Carey do absolutely nothing on stage. Hopefully the weather will be a bit better when we get there, but we'll see how it goes. I get there Friday evening and there for the weekend, and then for my sins I have a flight on Monday at 7 in the morning to try and make it back and start work at 9 a.m. So I complain about feeling lethargic and not rested, but I'm clearly not doing any favours for myself, so maybe I should reflect on that and take better care of myself. But we'll have to watch this space and see if that ever happens. So that is about the size of it at the moment, and we'll see what this weekend brings. Also, shout out Donna, big fan.
Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025, 10:36 a.m., Sheffield. Clouds again. They're sort of thick, but very still. It's not dark, more of a held light, even soft, something without direction. But lately, it's not really been the weather that's been standing out. What struck me, really struck me actually, is the sheer volume of the weather talk. Not just the mention, not really just a passing reference, but sort of entire conversations, entire lives unfolding, looping, sustained. I'd sort of forgotten what it was like. Yeah. No way, the weather isn't just something that happens, but it's something that's held, discussed, passed around like a currency almost, a topic of conversation. Expectation, speculation, complaint, memory. Weather as an event, weather as a mood, weather as forecasted and forecasting emotions. It's actually sort of remarkable. The conversation of the weather is almost as omnipresent, omnipotent as the thing it's actually referring to. As if speaking of it becomes it, conjures it, creates it. A kind of collective incantation. It's raining. They said it would. I thought they said it was going to rain. It's sunny. Can't trust it to last. Wasn't it supposed to be sunny? It's cloudy. Supposed to be clear by the afternoon. There's always something, always a future implied. Something, some desire or craving that's not met. Some expectation that didn't come. Always a light sense of betrayal or, yeah. It's almost not performative though. It's sort of like a cultural muscle memory, a way of locating the self in something bigger almost, without ever needing to get too close or too personal. Something that you can almost have at an arm's length, but dictates your life as well at the same time. It's quite funny. Weather is the ritual. Weather is a holding pattern, creating the context of life. It's honestly quite astounding. Something so impermanent, moving, fleeting, uncontrollable has become the language that everyone dictates their lives by. And today, I suppose, yeah, the clouds, the greyness, felt like less than half the story, really. The main story being this observation of perception and fascination. Weather diary.
Hello. It's a pretty mild day today. The clouds are looking a little bit grey and there's a light breeze which is making all of the plants and the leaves and the trees move quite a lot this morning. I'll need to walk the dog today. That's on my list of things to do. I've already had to escort a spider off of the premises. In this, I guess it's the time of year, isn't it? We have so many spiders in the house. I'm constantly getting rid of them and it's non-stop. I'm learning to become friends with some of them. The spindly ones, like really thin little ones with tiny bodies, I can cope with. They don't bother me, but it's the ones with the bigger bodies I'm not a fan of. There was four in the house at one point and one was in the bath for about a week. Sorry, RSPCA. I eventually got the courage up to get rid of it with a glass and paper method. It was just so big and it kept going in the plug hole all the time to run away from us and I felt bad for it, but eventually I did manage to get it out by blocking the plug hole with a piece of paper and then scooping it in to the cup and taking it outside. So that was a relief when that one was out. We did have to call in my partner's mum because she's not scared of spiders, and she came around and got rid of one, and then there was two more that are upstairs, which is where our bedroom is, and they're in like the bathroom up there hiding in some kind of hole, which isn't comforting at all to know that they're up there because we haven't seen them since, so they're somewhere. But my goodness, there's just so many of them and I feel bad, but they've got to go. They can't live here. They keep producing so many. You've got so many spiders. Anyway, so I'm not looking forward to more of the autumny time where I think that's when I'm used to spiders coming in a lot. It's also hot in our bedroom. So I want the window open, but I don't like spiders. It's such a delicate balance every day. So got to work that one out. I'm honestly choosing to be a bit hot over having spiders inside, even though I just really hate being too hot in at night time. But it's fine, we're getting through it. So walk the dog today. I've got work later this evening and my partner's going off to work for a few days, so that means that she's gonna have the car. So I'm praying that the weather's going to be pretty good this week because I'm cycling everywhere, and hopefully not too windy, because when it's windy it's really difficult to get anywhere. And I've been quite tired from work this week, so the energy to pedal is waning, but we will make it work. So hoping for good weather, hoping for not too windy weather, and hoping all of the customers that I serve this evening are jolly.
Hello, sending this after just dropping my bike like I've done before. It feels like it's been a lot longer than 2 weeks since the last weather diary. We've been really busy. The sort of like overarching story is we've sorted out a new place, so we'll be moving next month, which is really exciting. For weather today is completely overcast and feels cooler than it's been. I thought a couple of days ago I had like a very clear sort of weather interaction thought, which was there was a couple of mornings where it felt noticeably cooler riding into work. It's like that thing of like, get it every year in London where you have a hot spell and then it will drop off quite considerably, and it's sort of the light and that feeling is sort of like a glimpse at like autumn. You remember thoughts and you remember feelings and sort of observations you have at autumn time, but it's not actually autumn, it's like a mini fake autumn, just where the weather's dropped off after like a hot spell, which we've had many of. And then riding into work, today isn't one of those days, it's just cooler, but riding in today, it was noticeably darker than it had been, which is, you know, what you get in July, August. Yeah, it's funny, I mean, we're due to have another hot spell. But yeah, it's funny, with these little dips, you sort of get like a glimpse of like another time, but it's not quite that time yet. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that was the thought I wanted to say. And yeah, right now is completely like temperate temperature. It's not particularly hot, it's not particularly cold. Grey sky, little pockets of blue, no real breeze. Yeah, that would be my weather diary. Other news would be Uma continues to be moving. She's standing up, sort of walking along, holding stuff, but the rate she's learning new stuff is sort of exponential. And yeah, we've lined up a new place, that's for which we'll have a garden, which should bring lots more weather diary content. Another plane. Thank you for listening. This run of A Sprite Weather Diary will be releasing an episode every other Tuesday. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen directly on our website and on SoundCloud. Sprite Weather Diary is produced by us, Cameron Scott and Rishi Rajguru, featuring Daisy Grant, Owen Hanlon, Pablo Pajole, and our other contributors. Thank you to all of them for taking part. For more information on this and our other projects at Sprite, you can go to our website, sprite.info. To support projects like Sprite Weather Diary from £1 a month, you can head straight over to patreon.com/sprite. See you in 2 weeks.